继续灵恩会来学习圣经。
Thank God we will continue our ESSC and study the Bible.
我们先翻开旧约圣经撒母耳记上21章第8节。
Let us first flip to 1 Samuel chapter
第八节。
Chapter
21章。
Chapter 21 verse 8。
第八节，大卫问亚希米勒说：“你手下有枪有刀没有？因为王的事甚急，连刀剑器械我都没有带。”第九节。
9.
祭司说：“你在以拉谷杀非利士人哥利亚的那刀在这里，裹在布中，放在以弗德后边，你要就可以拿去。除此以外，再没有别的。”大卫说：“这刀没有可比的，求你给我。”Amen。我们看到大卫在这里向某一个人求武器。
So we see here that David was asking for weapons from someone.
为什么在这里求一把武器呢？
And why was David asking for a weapon?
我们从前面20章的后半段，如果一直读到这里，就知道为什么。
And we will know by reading the first part of chapter 20.
因为大卫被他的老丈人这个扫罗王开始追杀了。
It was because he was beginning to be chased by his enemy Saul.
所以他很紧急的逃亡。
And so he was very in a quick hurry to run away from Saul.
以至于当时他身上连任何的食物、水跟武器都没有办法带。
And therefore he was unable to bring any food or water or weapons with him.
他逃到了21章第1节所描述的挪伯城这里。
And he fled to Nob in verse 1.
为什么在挪伯城这里呢？有原因的。
And there was a reason why he fled to Nob.
可能他认为在这里他得到帮助的机会比别的地方要大。
Perhaps he thought that there was a higher chance he could receive help here.
因为这座挪伯城是所谓的祭司城。
Because this Nob area was the city of the priests.
如果我们对旧约圣经还有一点了解的话，
And if we have an understanding of the Old Testament,
我们知道在旧约当中，神的子民分为12支派。
We know that the people of God were split into 12 tribes.
这十二支派都有神赐给他们应许属于自己支派的土地。
And each tribe had their own assigned plot of land.
但是唯独在这十二支派之外，还有一个支派叫利未支派。
But other than these 12 tribes, there was also one other tribe called the Levites.
这利未支派是特别被神拣选出来服侍神、办理属神的事。
And the tribe of Levi was especially chosen by God to serve God and do His work.
但是没有像其他支派一样有应许自己的土地。
But unlike the other tribes, they were not assigned a plot of land.
所以照着旧约神的启示。
So according to the prophecy in the Old Testament,
这些祭司也很多人他们也要有地方住放自己的财产
These Levites needed a place to put their belongings and live.
所以就规定从十二支派里面各自取某些地方，让利未人建城、建房屋、放财产。
So it was established that throughout the 12 tribes, they would each set apart a piece of their own land to allow the Levites to put their possessions in.
利未支派散在十二支派里面的这些城就叫做祭司城，这是其中一座。
And throughout these 12 different tribes, the places where the Levites would abide would be called the city of priests, and Nob was one of them.
大卫跑到这个地方来其实这个地方的人跟认识大卫，但是不知道他发生什么事。
And in the city, when they saw David, they knew who he was, but they did not know why he was there.
我相信他们如果知道的话，搞不好也不愿意帮助大卫
I believe that even if they did know, they would not be willing to help David.
因为这是全国性的通缉人物。
Because he was the most wanted man in the fugitive in the nation.
可是当时通讯没这么发达。
But at the time, communication was not so developed.
所以大卫他到了这个地方，第一个就是要活下去，他需要食物跟水。
So David, upon arriving, the things he needed the most were water and food.
他也得到了食物跟水。
And he received food and water.
那接下来呢？如果是我们呢？接下来的问题是什么？
And for us, what's the next question or problem?
除了我的身体得到力气之外，我要有能够帮助我增加生存机会的东西。
besides asking for things that will help with my physical strength, I need something that will increase my chances for survival.
大卫根据他的尝试,
so David went according to how long
he could live,
and according to his life experience.
根据他自己最合理的推论, 什么东西是他现在最需要的?
And he used his own logic and reasoning to find out what he needed the most currently.
那就是他第八节在问的一把武器,
which in verse 8 was a sword, a spear or sword.
他也问到了,
and he got it.
这是一个大卫当时愿意低头向别人恳求来获得的。
And David was willing to ask someone for a spear or a sword.
那我们现在再想回来我们自己啊。
And so now we can think back to ourselves.
或我们的家人或我们身边的人。
Or our families or the people around us.
在我们的生活当中或我们的心中。
In our lives or in our hearts.
目前是不是有这么一个事物，不管是有形或无形的？
Currently, is there something that is either actually physical or not physical?
是我们前思后想之后觉得自己最需要也最在乎。
Something that we think that we need the most or is the most important to us.
甚至你已经放在祷告里面一段期间了。
Perhaps you have prayed about it for a while.
你可能要经过一番努力安排恳求才能够得到呢。
Or if you had to work hard for it, or you had to ask a long time for it.
一般在非基督徒的心目中可能会求哪些东西？
In a common non-Christian, what would they ask for?
可能是学问。
Perhaps knowledge.
能力。
Or strength.
自信心。
Or confidence.
如果这些都有了，他可能觉得我缺少机会。
Or if they have all of these things, they may feel that they don't have enough opportunities.
我得到机会了，也发挥了，哎，怎么没有得到人的肯定？我需要别人的肯定跟看见。
Or maybe this person has opportunities but doesn't have the favor of people, the acknowledgement of people.
更清楚的，有些人可能求财富啊，经济上有压力啊。
Or some people ask for wealth and money because they are financially struggling.
身体欠安的人希望得到健康。
Or those who are ill wish for health.
年长的人希望有更多的体力。
And the elderly wish for more physical strength.
如果前面这些我都已经有了，我需要更多的时间，我希望长寿一点。
And if you have all of these things, now you are wishing for more time to live longer.
我们刚才所提到的还有很多都是一般人他心目中所追求的。
All of these things are something a normal person would want to pursue after.
他认为对自己对自己的家庭来说，这些都是我当下所需要的。
Based on their own families and the people around them, they feel like this is what they need the most.
因为我们认为得到这其中的一项或某些是可以让我们的人生更进步、更幸福。
Because we feel like if we earn one of these things, then we will be able to live a better life.
就如同大卫在我们读到的经文的这个生命阶段里面。
Just like in the time period of David's life that we are reading about right now.
但确实是一个充满了危机的路程。
It is a very it is a period of life threats and it's dangerous.
所以他自己认为，他判断他最需要的就是一把能够保障他生命安全。
And so David thought to himself that the thing that he needed the most for his protection was a weapon or sword.
也增加他生存机会的好刀。
And this was something that could increase his chances of survival.
那我们现在邀请大家想哦，你认为大卫这个时候他。 大卫心中有没有神？
And so now I would like everyone to think, right now in David's heart, is there God?
啊，你们很多人都不点头啊。那将来到天国，你要告诉他说，大卫，我认为那个时候你心中没神哦，你要赶去他面前讲哦，好不好？
This means that in heaven, in the future, you must be able to say that David had no God in his heart during this time.
我告诉大家了哈，我认为大卫一生犯很多错误，可是他从来都不认为自己心中没有神。你能够理解吗？
For me, I believe that even though David did sin quite a bit throughout his life, in his heart there was never no God at all.
对，他的好处，他是合神心意在哪里？不是他不犯错，每一次犯错了，他都滚到神的面前啊！你有没有发觉？
So every time David made a mistake, he would come before God immediately.
他绝对不认为自己心中没有神啊。
And so he does not believe that he does not have God in his heart.
这样才值得我们深思。那在目前这个阶段，如果他心中一直想要一把好武器。
And so in his heart, if he keeps on wanting to have a good sword.
哇，他也得到食物，也得到水了，甚至又问到一把好武器。换作是你的话，你会不会感谢神啊？
If he was able to ask for food and water and even receive a sword, if it were you, would you give thanks to God?
你们讲到武器都没感觉，对不对？所以你看，这个一小时都很难讲得完了。你们感觉都这样子，我要描述很久。
Many of you don't think much of weapons, but so this may take a long time.
我一直希望身体健康，一直祷告两三年了，突然一次宣布我说，哎，你今天完全康复了，你会不会感谢神？
So if you have been sick for 2 or 3 years and you are always praying for it, and then one day your doctor tells you that you're all healed, will you thank God?
有那个年轻人告诉我说，传道我为婚姻的事情已经祷告五年了，现在终于有个对象，这个对象答应他了，即将要结婚了，你会不会感谢神？
And if there was someone who has been praying for a potential partner for 5 years, and now they have met someone and they have agreed to get married, will you thank God?
你的经济呀、啊，有债务好久了。终于现在神不晓得安排什么机会，下个月底这把债务可以全部一笔勾销，你有没有感谢神？
And let's say that you have some debt that you have had for a long time, but in a bit you will be able to get rid of all the debt. Will you thank God?
这样比较有感觉了嘛，对不对？我讲刀你们都没感觉、啊。
And now you may have more feelings because I was talking about weapons and that.
大卫在这个阶段，他搞不好想这个想很久，哎。终于有了，而且这把刀不得了哎！你有没有发觉
？And so David must have wanted this weapon for a long time, and now he finally received it. So it must have evoked a lot of feelings.
虽然经文没有写，我相信大卫拿到这把刀的时候，一定会心里喊说：“哈利路亚，感谢主。”
Even though the Bible does not record it, I believe that David in his heart was saying, "Thank God for this weapon."
我们不是常常勉励大家说。要凡事谢恩，常常感谢赞美主吗？有没有
？We always encourage everyone to give thanks in all things and be thankful in everything.
好了，我现在希望你们大家做到一件事了哦。你们现在要以基督的心为心，去想想，如果你是天上的神，你会悦纳他现在的感谢跟赞美吗？
And so now I would like all of you to think from God's perspective. And if you were God, what would you think of? Would you be in favor of what David did?
对你觉得自己很需要某一件事物，也放在祷告里面的，一直求，一直求，神终于赐给你了。你感谢神，你觉得天上的神有什么感受？
If you were in the position of God and there was someone who was asking you for something for a long time and they finally received it and they thanked you, how would you feel?
我告诉大家，如果我是现在坐在天上的，因为圣经告诉我们要以基督的心为心嘛，对不对？
So the Bible tells us to have the heart of Christ.
我告诉你，如果我坐在天上的神，我看到他现在的赞美跟感谢，
and so,
会叹一口气，会很悲伤，会想掉眼泪。
If I were the God in heaven and I saw his thanks currently, I would be very sad and I would cry.
现在是灵恩会，所以我们把信仰做更深入的思考，不做表面化的勉励了啦，哈。
And so because it's an ESSC, we will look deeper into our spirituality and not just on the surface level.
大卫的耳朵有没有耳聋？
Was David deaf?
他没有耳聋，他耳朵很好啦。
David was not deaf; his ears were very good.
你看那个祭司，这个城市的首领亚西米勒，告诉他的每一个字，他都听得一清二楚，对不对？
Ahimelech, who was the priest of the city, everything he told David, David heard clearly.
可是我告诉你哦，他是一个耳朵很好的聋子。现在
，But I tell you that David currently was a deaf person with good ears.
他每一个字都听进去了。可是他完全听不明白。我们做信徒最怕这个样子啊。
He was able to hear everything that was said, but he understood nothing. And this is very dangerous for believers today.
你们看第九节，这个亚西米勒跟他讲这把刀怎么来的。你知道这把刀怎么来的吗
？In verse 9, Ahimelech told David where the sword came from.
你在以达古杀非利士人歌利亚的那把刀就在这里。这把刀是非利士境内几十万大军的第一屠龙刀，是第一勇士拿的，你知道吗
And this sword was actually the sword of Goliath, the Philistine, whom David killed, and he was a major warrior.
这把刀怎么来的?
Where did this sword come from?
就是大卫杀死刀的主人拿来的。要注意哦。他在讲他的见证哦。
So it was the sword who came from the person whom David had killed.
可是大卫完全没有听明白。
But David did not take this in mind.
然后他再去那边看。他说好好有刀就好，他只在意心中要不要的那个东西而已，你懂吗？
And David at this time, all he cared about was just wanting one sword, so he did not take into consideration the priest's words.
然后不然把刀是不包起来的。
And the sword was wrapped in cloth.
那表示那也是神的安排，神是不是让人第一眼就看到那把刀？
And so it's also God's plan because he did not see that sword immediately.
他怎么样？他根本不在乎有没有什么东西盖起来，拼命翻开，拼命找开那把刀拿起来，这刀没有可比的。
And David did not care about the cloth wrapped around it. He just took the sword out and he said that there's nothing that can compare to this sword.
如果我拿那把刀，我也是哈利路亚赞美主啊。
And if I took that sword, I would also say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我问大家，大卫的眼睛好不好？
I ask all of you, are David's eyes healthy?
一定比我好，我现在近视兼老花了。
It must be healthier than mine because I'm nearsighted.
可是他看到这些东西，他是一个眼睛非常好的睁眼瞎子。在这时候
But at this time, David was a blind person with very good eyes.
因为他完全看不出神的提醒跟安排。
Because he could not see the reminders of God and God's
这把刀怎么来？我们看前面十七章，撒母耳记上十七章的经文。
Where did this sword come from? Let us look at 1 Samuel chapter 17.
四十四节。
Verse 44.
非利士人又对大卫说：“来吧，我将你的肉给空中的飞鸟、田野的走兽吃。”四十五节。
45.
大卫对非利士人说：“你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之主的名。”就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神，四十六节。
46.
今日主必将你交在我手里，我必杀你，斩你的头，又将非利士军兵的尸首给空中的飞鸟、地上的野兽吃，使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神。四十七节。
47.
又使这众人知道主使人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为征战的胜败全在乎主，他必将你们交在我们手里。Amen。主使人得胜不是用刀用枪，我请问你们是谁讲的？
I come to you in the name of the Lord of the hosts, not with a sword, a spear, or a javelin. Who said this?
我不说你们，我当传道之后，我常常觉得我有很多信心软弱的时候。
After becoming a preacher, I realized that there are many times when I feel weak spiritually.
可是每当我信心软弱的时候，在看到这一段经文，我都觉得受到激励。有没有？
But every single time I feel weak when I read this passage, I feel that I have gained strength.
我都在思考说，什么样的人物三千年前可以这么被圣灵感动，说出这么有信心的话来？
I think about how there was this person who was so moved by God that he was able to say these words of faith.
后来神有没有帮助他得胜？
And later, did God help him gain victory?
有没有？
Did he?
他手上有没有刀？
Did he have a sword in his hand?
你们不要以为他大卫打赢哥利亚是他武功很厉害呀，拜托。
Do not think that David was able to defeat Goliath because he had a very good aim.
武功如果很厉害的话，我有决心一时毙命，他丢石头丢中他嘛，对不对？一颗就完成了，有没有？
And so David was able to kill Goliath with just one stone that hit his forehead.
他就不用准备五颗。你理解吗？
And so therefore David wouldn't need to have prepared five different
stones. 我不晓得你们在这里有没有看见过中文武侠小说或者是武侠电视电影的
啊？ I don't know if you have read the Chinese children's stories or TV shows.
有看过吗？
Have you watched any
of them? 那个真正的武林高手很有信心哦，人家拿刀跟剑，他是拿竹子这样在跟他比划赢他的，你晓得吗？
So there is a character who is very skilled, and he is able to fight other people with just one stick.
我的意思就是，你们如果说大卫很有自信心，他 武功很厉害，他不用准备五颗，他准备一颗就好了。你有没有发觉
？So right now we're saying that if David truly believed in his own skill, he would not have had to prepare five different pebbles.
他为什么准备五颗
？And so why did he prepare five?
他根本没有把握几颗杀得了敌人，你能够理解吗
？He could not. He had no guarantee of how many stones.
所以那第一颗出去啊，你不要以为是靠大卫。我在想，搞不好都射歪了，是神那么哦，转弯啪，飞哥利亚死掉是神机，你们要知道啊。
So do not be mistaken that the first stone was thrown correctly with David's own might. It was God who could have caused the stone to fall.
我告诉你，我绝对不认为是大卫的武功啊，因为他准备五颗，第一颗就中是神机，是神机啊。
I truly do not believe that David was so skilled that he was able to make his first shot. I believe that it was a miracle.
正如他当时的信心，他自己讲话，主使人得胜，不是用刀用枪，也不是用石头啦。
Able to say that he was able to have victory not with a sword, a spear, with a javelin, but with.
你没有想到为什么这样同一个人，他经过多少事件、多少时间，有没有？到二十一章讲出了什么话？这刀没有可比的。
And this person who had said this once before and had gone through so many different life experiences, now in chapter 21, he says that there is nothing like this sword.
你读了会不会很想哭？
When you read this, don't you feel like crying?
你们发觉大卫有没有发觉自己这种变化？有没有发觉
？Do you notice this change in David?
他自己一点都没有感觉哦。
He himself.
你知道他一点都没有感觉哦。
He himself did not feel anything.
他从十七章这里信心的高峰，一直到二十一章，他的信心已经在吃土了，他自己都不知道。你有没有发觉
？From the peak of his faith in chapter 17 until right now in chapter 21, it has decreased tremendously, and he does not notice at all.
我是要提醒大家，他一定认为自己心中有神，这就是我们的问题啦。我们一般信徒可能会有的问题。
Right now he must think that he still has God abiding with him, and this is a common problem with us.
我们不可以怀疑人家心里面有没有神，尤其是我们同龄之间呐、啊，不可以的。就像你不能怀疑大卫心中没有神呐、
啊。We cannot doubt.
不承认呐、啊。
We cannot question whether other people have God within them. This is not right.
但是你知道问题出在哪里吗？
But do you know where the problem is?
从十七章一直到二十三章左右的经文。你会发觉、哦、他完全都没有做一件事，完全都没有，经文都没有写。
From chapter 17 to 21, we can see that there's something David did not do at all.
他生活发生这么多事情，他面临这么多挑战，他一直穷于应付，一直计划，他就是没有做一件事情，叫做求问主。
Throughout all his victories and conquests, throughout all his experiences, there was one thing he did not do, which was to ask God for help.
就好像我们有些同龄人会讲啊，我心中有耶稣基督就好啊。
Just like many of the members will say, as long as I have God in my heart,
干嘛那么常读圣经，那么常来聚会，那么多祷告？我心中有诚意就好，有基督就好啊，有没有？
I do not need to spend so much time reading the Bible or praying or coming to church because as long as I have God in my heart, I'll be fine.
甚至我还出去。欸、我一个传道出去还被老姐妹给我指教、欸、
As a preacher when I went out I was criticized by an elderly lady
我只不过说问了一下离开说、欸、你有没有在做祷告啊、
When she asked me whether I had been praying
啊传道祷告不用那么长啦、啊、心里面有神就好啦、哦他可以去神学院当院长了，你知道吗
？This elderly lady said that, preacher, you don't need to pray that long because as long as you have God in your heart, you will be fine.
我们信耶稣会不会信到后来觉得我心中有基督就好？大卫就是这个样子。
And many of us believe that as long as we have God in our hearts, we will be fine. And this is what David thought as well.
完全察觉不出自己内心的变化，完全不知不觉，毫无感受。
He could not notice at all his change in his heart.
他忘了那一把刀的主人是怎么死的，他听不见也看不见。这刀没有可比的，看到经文写的吗
？He was unable to see or hear who the original owner of the sword was, and he said that there is no sword that can compare to this.
我们现在想回来。我们信神，我们心中生命当中都有所求。
And while we believe in God, we often have things in our hearts that we ask for.
我们总有我们求的东西，可以帮我们解决跟应付我们生命当中的某些状况，就好像大卫要求这把刀一样。
And we ask for that thing because we hope that the thing that we ask for can help solve some problems that are in our lives, and this is what David was asking for.
其实求无可厚非啊，因为很多领会者也告诉我们说，我们心中所愿所求的全部要坦然无惧的向神求嘛，对不对？所以得你要听到结论为止哦。
And so we must think that there's nothing wrong with asking because the Bible also tells us to grant to God all our requests.
做学生的希望能够成绩好。
Students, we hope that we can get good
grades. 努力工作的希望得到人的肯定。
For those who are working, we hope to be acknowledged by others.
经营者希望获利能够成长。
And the financial, the businessmen hope for their good profits.
失意跟不顺利的人希望得到运气机会。
And those who may not be lucky hope for opportunities.
缺钱的希望经济能够改善。
And those who are poor hope that their financial situation can turn good.
生病的希望能够得到健康。
And those who are ill hope they can receive health.
平安的希望能够更加长寿。
And those who are peaceful hope for a longer life.
追求这些本来没有什么错的。
And so pursuing after these things has nothing wrong with it.
可是如果我们在追求的过程当中失去平衡或迷惑了，那很糟糕。
But if in the process of pursuing after this we lose track of what we actually need to focus on, then this is bad.
我继续跟大家分享，圣经里面像这样的人物不止大卫，在另外两位提出来跟大家想一下。
And so besides David, there are actually two other biblical characters who can relate to this.
我们请看《使徒行传》七章二十二节。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 7, verse 22.
《使徒行传》七章二十二节。
Acts chapter 7, verse 22.
二十二节，摩西学了埃及人切的学问，说话行事都有才能。二十三节。
23.
他降到四十岁，心中起意去看望他的弟兄以色列人。二十四节。
24.
到了那里，见他们一个人受冤屈，就护庇他，为那受欺压的人报仇，打死了那埃及人。二十五节。
25.
他以为弟兄必明白神是借他的手搭救他们，他们却不明白。二十六节。
26.
第二天遇见两个以色列人争斗，就劝他们和睦，说你们二位是弟兄，为什么彼此欺负呢？二十七节。
27.
那欺负邻舍的把他推开，说谁立你做我们的首领和审判官呢？二十八节。
28.
难道你要杀我，像昨天杀那埃及人吗？二十九节。
29.
摩西听见这话就逃走了，寄居于米甸，在那里生了两个儿子。 Amen. 这第二个人物，我告诉你，他到四十岁的时候身上也是插了好多好刀。
This second person that we are talking about, throughout his life, he also had he had many good swords.
这些刀当然不是物质的那种刀，是他生命当中的。
And these swords, of course, are not actually physical, but they were in his life.
就是二十二节所讲的这些。
And which is written in verse 22.
都是他用人生第一个四十年慢慢磨、慢慢磨才磨出来的，有没有发现？
It was throughout these 40 years that he gradually grinded the sword to make it a lot better.
他有埃及一切的学问，我们现在还没有人能够学会美国一切的学问呢。他比三博士还厉害。
He was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and today it is almost impossible to learn all the wisdom of the United States.
他第二把好刀，他做事很有才能，很有效率，成果有没有
？And his second sword was that he was mighty in words and deeds.
第三把好刀，他说话也有才能。
And his third sword is actually that he was mighty in words.
我说到这里，你们圣经很熟的，当过宗教教育老师的，那我问你们，到底摩西是会不会说话？
And for those of you who have been teachers or more knowledgeable of the Bible, was Moses eloquent?
因为这里讲他很有口才嘛，辩才无碍嘛，这个意思嘛，哦。
Because here it says that Moses was mighty in words.
可是你如果读出埃及记前几章，你会发觉他还在强调自己拙口笨舌，还记得吗？
But if you look at the first few chapters of Exodus, you will realize that Moses thought of himself as a person who was unable to speak.
你说那是他谦虚？哎，他讲好几次，后来神来给他认证，哎，你要晓得，哎。
And so you may think that he was being humble, but he kept on insisting that he couldn't speak well, and God had to rebuke him.
神怎么认证他？最后神说好了，我要让你的哥哥亚伦当你的口，你要当他的神，还记得这一句经文吗？
And God rebuked him later on and told Moses that Aaron would be his spokesperson and Moses would be the person.
所以摩西到底有没有口才？
So did Moses have eloquence?
我告诉你，都对，但是人生不同阶段。
We have to look at his different phases of his life.
他在四十岁前后的时候，确实是很有口才的。
So at age 40 and later, he really was eloquent.
可是当他到八十岁左右的时候，他是左口笨舌的。
But around age 80, he was unable to speak well.
而且我告诉你，他不只有这三把刀，他有第四把刀没有写在经文。
And besides these three swords, he had a fourth sword, which was not recorded in the Bible.
那就是他是一个武林高手。
Which is that he is a kung fu expert.
对啊，哎，我刚才讲到那个武侠小说嘛，哈。
Just now I mentioned the childhood stories, the Chinese martial arts stories.
那个武侠小说里面的高手，什么叫做高手？我只要能够十招里面毙了你，我就是顶尖高手啊！十招哦。
If the character was able to defeat the enemy in 10 moves, then he would be the best.
这个摩西比大卫更厉害，你有没有发觉？幸好他们没有打架。
And so Moses was even more skillful than.
他一招就毙了埃及公民，一招而已，顶高手中的高手啊。
In one move, he was able to fight against the Egyptian.
我问你，这叫做圣经背景研究，你没了解。
And this takes some background research on the Bible.
我可以很肯定，摩西绝对是高手中的高手。
I can guarantee you that Moses was a very mighty fighter.
他是从小被当成皇族贵族在培养的。你要晓得，古埃及王国。
We have to understand that he grew up in the Egyptian palace.
你们如果去参观埃及博物馆或埃及金字塔里面，你们注意到到处都是壁画，有没有？
If you look at the pyramids and the museums of Egypt, you can see that there are a lot of
那些壁画都主要在记载两三样事物：宗教、战争。跟历史。
There are a lot of descriptions of history, religion, and religion.
古埃及王国两大立国就是农业跟武力呀。
So the two main aspects of their lives were farming and martial arts.
对，所以你看那些壁画里面有记载三四千年的埃及人的武术哦。
So we can see that it recorded of the martial arts of the Egyptians back then.
他们两大系统一直叫做棍术很厉害的。
So they were very good at using their using sticks.
另外一个就是空手刺拳。
And the other
现在的柔术啊。
And the other way of fighting was with their fists.
我告诉你，他们练这个东西不是为了做运动或防身用的，你能理解吗？
And so they did not practice all of these just for exercise or for self-defense.
他们练的这种东西都类似马林陆战队一样，是要 not for fight but for killing. 你晓得吗？ 是为了一招杀了你啊。
They practice all of this not for fighting but to kill.
还不是为了战斗，是为了一招最快的速度毙了你啊。
Not to drag out a long fight, but to just kill you in one shot.
你想到摩西在那种环境，从小被当成王子培养的，他不会训练这些吗？
And so Moses, as a person who was trained in the palace, would he not have learned this as well?
难怪他一出手就这样子。
That is why he was able to do this with just one.
我们现在想回我们自己，有时候我们在看我们自己或勉励我们下一代的时候是怎么勉励的。
And so sometimes we must notice how we encourage our next generation.
你们要好好读书，要好好工作，要好好怎么样啊？将来可以服侍神，对不对？
You have to
装备自己服侍神。
You have to study well and work hard to prepare yourself to serve God.
这个方向本身没有错，但是这样未免太，也不见得是这个样子啊。
And this direction is not wrong, but it perhaps may not be the best way to encourage them.
应该说，现在尽本分，无论将来你是怎么样的，都要服侍神，这样才对啊。
We should say that you must try your best, but no matter how you turn out, you will still serve God.
即使你做一个乞丐，你也可以服侍神，你知道吗？
Even as a beggar, you can still serve God.
不是，不是要什么都有才能服侍神。我们看看这个摩西好了，他身上那四把利刀。
It is not that you need everything to be able to serve God. We can see here that Moses had four.
等到他四十岁，知道自己是希伯来人之后，他可能也认为这是神安排他让他服侍神的，有没有？
And so Moses, at age 40, when he finally realized he was a Hebrew, he must have thought that this was the plan of God.
哇，他拔出这些利刀啊，想要服侍神，帮助自己的同胞。
And he took out these swords, and he wanted to protect God and also the people around him.
结果你们看看，他有帮助到自己的同胞吗
？And in the end, did he help the people around him?
没有啊，他脚底抹油跑了。
No. He ran away.
他杀了一个人，跑到米甸的旷野不见了。
He killed a man and ran into the wilderness of.
接下来圣经都没有写希伯来人的遭遇，对不对
？And so the Bible does not record of the experience of the Hebrews.
圣经就是这样子聚焦在当时那个主角跟神的身上，其他不会写太多的。
The Bible only focuses on the main character and God, and for everything else, there is less written.
可是我告诉你，他的同胞惨了。
But I tell you that the people.
他自以为是拔出这些刀来啊。害惨了自己的同胞。
So Moses, by taking out his four swords, actually ruined his people.
我问你们哦，即使是现在这个现代最民主的国家，你们知道哪个国家吗？我不要讲了。有没有种族冲突事件
？In this current society, who is the greatest? Which country is the most democratic?
有啊，你再搞怪一点啊，都拔枪出来处理，有没有？
We use guns to solve problems.
3500年前专制的埃及王国，奴隶阶层杀了一个公民，这件事情能够抓不到凶手就 OK 吗
3500 years ago, if in Egypt there was a person living in the palace who killed a lowly servant, there would nothing much would have happened.
我告诉你，抓得到凶手，还要抓一堆来陪葬的，抓不到更糟。
I tell you that to catch someone.
对不起哈、哦，抓到凶手还要抓一堆无辜的人来陪葬，就是一起牺牲啊。
To catch just one person compared to catching a whole group of people and blaming them, this is way harder.
现在抓不到原来的凶手啊。事情更糟糕，你们听得懂吗
？If they were unable to find that one person who was to blame for this, then it was very bad.
因为这件事情处理不好，我整个王国的统治会颠覆，发生问题的。
Because if this matter wasn't handled correctly, then the entire royal rule would be messed up.
我告诉你，摩西这一走啊，不晓得要死多少希伯来人，受多大的压迫。如果我是统治阶层，我一定这么搞。
So if I were the ruler, then I would not care how many Hebrews I would have to hurt to be able to find this one person.
最后他到旷野40年。
And in the end, Moses went into the wilderness for 40 years.
你们都认识摩西吗？摩西有三个四十年，对不对
？If you know Moses, Moses had three phases of 40 years.
因为这是灵恩会，不是布道会，所以我就当成这样子了哈。
Because this is ESSC and not the evangelical part, I can say.
头四十年在埃及当成贵族培养。
So the first 40 years he was brought up in Egypt.
最后那四十年被神呼召出来，带领他的百姓侍奉，有没有
？And the last 40 years he was called up by God to lead the Israelites.
我问你们中间那四十年在干嘛
？And what did he do in the middle 40 years?
我告诉你，那四十年在拔刀。
And those 40 years, he was taking out his swords.
当他以为他装了这些刀可以服侍神呢，神又用40年把他生命当中的刀一把一把拔掉，都有线索的。我现在马上分析给你听。
Just when Moses thought he was prepared to serve God with all his swords, God took his swords away one at a time.
第一个，他的口才不见了，有没有
？First, his eloquence disappeared.
第二，他仰仗的武力跟体力，他已经80岁了，他能怎么样？
Second,
他打得赢那20岁的吗
？All his strength and his skills were all taken away because he was old now.
那你说他还有一切的学问呢、啊？
And you say that he has all this knowledge.
我告诉你，他全部还回去了，怎么讲
？But I tell you that all of this was returned.
你们记得吗？他处理以色列百姓的事情，一个一个全部来找他。后来他岳父叶特罗受不了了，还记得吧？
Do you remember when all the Israelites came to Moses with their problems and Jethro said that this was unacceptable.
他的意思是说，摩西，你怎么这样处理事情呢？这样子搞累死你自己，也处理不好别人的事啊。
And Jethro told Moses that, why are you doing this to yourself? It is too much work for you.
所以你应该要分层负责，五十夫长、百夫长、千夫长、万夫长，一层一层上去。你先翻译好了。
So, you must assign people from each tribe to become leaders to help you with your problems.
处理不了的，你最后再来处理，这样才对嘛。
And for those problems that cannot be addressed by these leaders, then they can be brought to you.
我问你们，这个是埃及小朋友都知道的常识啊。
And this is something that even a young Egyptian child should understand.
他到八十岁还埃及一切的学问呢，他连这个常识他都忘了，你们发觉
？And at age 80, having grown up in Egypt, he forgot like how to use his common sense.
哎，我现在在讲这个，你要认识神哦。其实看起来是在讲人，你要认识神的个性就是这样子哦。
And so, in order to understand God's character, it is like this.
当我觉得我罪行什么都 OK 的时候，神偏偏不要，因为你靠你自己啊。
Just when you feel like you are the most capable, God will say no because He thinks that you think you're.
神在用四十年把你的刀拔到都没有半支。当你觉得我完全不行，我这种人怎么可以的时候，神说啊，太好了，就是这样，你出来吧。
And after a period of 40 years, when God has finally trained you to realize that you are nothing without Him, then God will say, "Okay, you have suffered enough."
我们来看《使徒行传》22:3-5.
Let us turn to Acts chapter 22, verse 3-5.
其实这里第三个人物也是一样，我们很快的说过就好了哈。
And this third person is also very similar.
22:3-5.
Chapter 22, verse 3-5.
第三节，保罗说：“我原是犹太人，生在基利家的大树，长在这城里，在加玛利门下，按着我们祖宗严谨的律法受教，热心侍奉神，像你们众人今日一样。”第四节
，Four，
我也曾逼迫奉这道的人，直到死地，无论男女都锁拿下监。第五节
，Five，
这是大祭司的众长老都可以给我做见证的。我又领了他们打与弟兄的书信，往大马色去，要把在那里奉这道的人锁拿带到耶路撒冷受刑。Amen。保罗也是原来用生命磨出了好几把好刀。
Paul also used the swords that he had prepared throughout his life.
他为什么讲出加玛列的门号？
Why would he speak of the feet of Gamaliel?
因为加玛列在2000年前几百万人的犹太人社会当中。
Because in the historical society of the Jews.
他就类似同时有三种职位在身，以现在美国社会来讲。
There were three types. He had three statuses.
他是大法官。
He was the big judge.
然后他是哈佛大学校长。
And he was the principal of Harvard.
他还兼任司法部的官员。
And he was the law department.
哎，我们现在不可能有这样子的配置，对不对？
And today, it is impossible for someone to hold all three of these titles.
他这种人物在几百万人顶尖中的顶尖，他很有影响力的。
For this person, he must have been very influential.
他对律法跟文化的诠释是可以影响几百万犹太人的生活的。
With his vast knowledge in the law, he was able to transform many of the lives of the Jews.
保罗在讲他信主之前，自己意思就是说，这种人物绝对不会随便收学生。
And so Paul, before he came to believe in God, this type of person would not accept any student who came to him.
他收的学生可能是会影响他名誉的，可能是要继承他衣钵的。继承他的啦。
He would only choose students who could improve how he improve his status or how he looked.
所以在当时十几万的年轻法利赛人当中，必须是十几万人顶尖佼佼者才可以做他的入门弟子。大家要理解这个观念啊。
So out of the 100,000 potential students that he could choose from, he could only choose the people. Could only choose a select amount of them.
所以后来保罗在加拉太书一章，他也做了这样的见证啊。
And so Paul spoke likewise in Galatians chapter 1.
他说：“我又在犹太教中，比我本国更多同岁的人更长进，有没有？”
He said that he was a level up compared to his peers.
不止这样子，他真的是有权位哦。
Not only so, he had authority.
我们现在有谁能够直接走进美国司法部嘛？司法部长办公室拿一张信开始？打鼓人、审问人、杀人的。
Who here today can enter into the United States Justice Department and order anyone to be killed?
你像保罗这个年轻人，他可以直接走进那十几个人犹太公会里面，拿了一个书信开始做这些事，有没有发觉？
And Paul was able to take this to the council and ask for people to be killed.
所以保罗也是用几十年的时间磨出生命当中这他认为可以有助于自己生命的好刀。
So Paul, throughout his early life, he had prepared himself to bring out these swords.
结果当他把这些刀抽出来，想要服侍他心目中的神，想要斩除神花园中的杂草跟荆棘。
But just when he was about to pull out these swords to serve the God of his heart,
他用力一直挥斩的都不是这一些啊。
All the sword that he actually needed was not among these. The things that he chopped off weren't the things that he needed to.
他斩的都是耶稣基督的身体，就是2000年前我们的统领跟教会，有没有？
The people he used his sword on were all the Christians.
难怪后来他自己会说，我是罪魁，罪人中最大的罪人。
And that is why he says that he was the greatest sinner.
好，那我们看到，我们现在想回来最后做结论呢？大卫要去找那把刀，那把刀包在布中，还记得吗？
And so as a conclusion, we should remember how David wanted the sword that was wrapped in a cloth.
撒母耳记上21章第9节，不止包在布中，他前面还放了一个东西，大家还记得吧？
In 1 Samuel chapter 21 verse 9, it says that besides the cloth and the sword, there was something else.
那个东西叫做以弗德。
And something else was an ephod.
经文当中对以弗德的材料跟编织做法有很详细，但是这不是我们重点，我们不看了。
And so the Bible records some specifics about how ephods were made and how they looked, but we will not. This is not important.
我们只看两节经文，跟大家说以弗德在旧约时代的意义是什么就好。
And so we will flip to two verses to show everyone the importance of these ephods.
我们请看出埃及记29章第4节。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 29 verse 4.
出埃及记29章第4节。
Exodus chapter 29 verse 4.
要使亚伦和他儿子到会幕门口来用水洗身，第5节。
5.
要给亚伦穿上内袍和以弗德的外袍，并以弗德，又戴上胸牌，束上以弗德巧工织的带子。Amen.所以发觉以弗德是大祭司跟他的家族在侍奉神的时候要穿在外面的第一个印象。
So the ephod was something that the priest as his family had to wear.
我们来看第二印象，撒母耳记上2章28节。
And the second part is in 1 Samuel chapter
2章28节。
Chapter 2 verse 28.
撒母耳记上2章28节。
1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 28.
在以色列众支派中，我不是拣选人做我的祭司，使他烧香，在我坛上献祭，在我面前穿以弗德，又将以色列人所献的火祭都献给你父家吗？ Amen。 所以第二个印象，以弗德是一般祭司正在侍奉神的时候要穿在外面的，有没有？
And so second, an ephod was something that the priests had to wear when they were offering to God.
那第三印象呢？不要翻了啦哈！大卫在迎接约柜进大卫城的时候，不是在约柜前面荣耀跳舞吗？那一段经文。
And the third part is when David was receiving the ark back into the land. They were all happy and praising God.
结果还被他的太太米甲在那边耻笑他啊。
But Micah despised him in her heart.
你们看那段经文，大卫在前面跳舞的时候，身上外面穿的是以弗德。
And we know that David, while celebrating, he was wearing an ephod.
所以要有印象哦，以弗德就是旧约时期在神面前侍奉的人要穿在外面的，就是这个印象，有没有？
So the ephod in the Old Testament was something that people who were serving God had to wear.
那结论来了。
And so the conclusion comes.
刀跟以弗德，刀有没有一定跟神有关系？
So between the sword and the ephod, does the sword always have a relationship with God?
不一定的。
No, not necessarily.
以弗德在旧约的百姓看来，是不是一定跟神有关系？
The ephod, on the other hand, for the people, if they saw the ephod, would they always relate it to God?
是啊，是神命令制造服侍神的人都要穿的，一定有关系。
Yes, because it was God who commanded anyone who served him to wear it.
结果大卫为了找那一把刀。 他连前面的以弗德看都没看就把它拿开，把布打开，拿起那把刀，这刀没有可比的。他忘了前面那个东西，有没有？
And David, when he wanted the sword so badly, he reached out and took away the cloth and reached for the sword and did not notice the effort at
all. 他虽然得到他想要的，可是对他的生命一点帮助都没有。你再往经文往后看，一点帮助都没有，还害死了整城的人。
Even though he was able to receive what he wanted, it did not help him at all later on. If you continue on reading, it caused death.
我们会不会这样子？我们一直在向神求一样东西，那种。后来神熬不过我们，给我们了、啊，我们得到却发觉，好像什么都没改善。
And perhaps we may also have experienced this where we want something so badly, and God finally gives it to us, but we realize that it does not help us at all.
也会这样子，我发觉很多信徒会这样子、哦、
I believe that many people have experienced this before.
你一直求，一直求，一直求，神最后熬不过你，还是给你的。可是你得到了，发觉熬不过就这样子，好像什么都没有改善。
You keep on asking for something, and God finally gives it to you, but nothing changes in your life.
小弟不是说不要求，我们要更深思一个问题，是不是照着神的意思会更好呢？而不是硬求某一个我们心目中想要的。
I'm not saying not to ask for anything, but to think more deeply about what you're asking for, and whether it's according to God's will, and whether you should just submit to God's will.
我们来做最后的结论。我们请看二十三章，撒母耳记上二十三章。
Let us for a conclusion, let us turn to Samuel chapter 23.
大卫得到那把刀，却害死了一堆人，他后悔了。
David for after gaining the sword, he caused the death of many people.
所以二十三章后悔之后，大卫有改变哦。
And so David was very regretful, and in verse 23,
我们请看二十三章第二节。
Chapter 23, verse 2.
所以大卫求问主，我们再看第四节。
Verse 4.
大卫又求问主，我们请看第九节。
Verse 9.
大卫知道扫罗设计谋害他，就对祭司亚比亚他说：“将以弗德拿过来。”第十节，大卫祷告说。你看哦，连续短短的经文记载三次大卫面临不同状况，一直在求问神，这是前面几章你找都找不到的。
So in these few verses, we can see consecutively that David kept on asking God for help, and we can see that this was not to be found in the earlier chapters.
当他一发现这样子，有了这样的转变之后，你看他的处境也开始转变了。
So once David realized this, we can see that his situation changed for the better as well.
他不用再看那把刀。
He no longer needed that sword.
神帮助他。
God helped him.
打赢敌人，帮助同胞。
To kill off his enemies and help his friends.
虽然时候还没有满足，他依然在逃难。
Even though time was not up and he was continuing to run.
可是你会发觉，神处处帮着他，好几次把扫罗网交到他的面前，有没有？
Throughout all his time running, he realized that God had helped him a lot when he put Saul right in front of him.
这不是那把刀做得到的。
And this is not something that the sword could have accomplished.
我们在讲摩西，当他后来生命当中那些刀都不见的时候，他谦卑下来，认为自己不行。
Talking about Moses, after he realized that he could not use any of his swords that he had prepared, he humbled himself.
他说不行，神说，我就是要现在的你这种心出来吧，就是这样子啊。
And right when he felt that he could not do anything himself, God said that he wanted him as this person.
我问大家，十灾你们没有听过？
Have you heard of the 10 plagues?
啊，你们圣经读一百遍应该都听过了哈。
If you've read the Bible 100 times, you probably heard of it.
我请教大家，十灾里面的哪一灾用埃及一切的学问可以行得出半件的
？I ask you, out of all the 10 plagues, which plague would be able to be performed out with all the wisdom of Egypt?
当摩西他抛弃生命当中所有的刀的时候，他突然发觉一件事。
When Moses gave up on all his swords in his life, he finally realized something.
他全心倚靠主，他发现自己变成神手中的那把刀，一刀刺进埃及帝国的心脏里面。你有没有发觉？
At the later part of his life, he realized that God was the sword that he could use to hit Egypt.
这是当时所有任何人类的刀都办不到的。
And this was something that no other sword in the humankind could use.
使徒保罗也是一样。
And the same with Apostle Paul.
当他后来才知道他不需要他生命当中这些刀的时候，他觉得他需要什么？
When Paul thought that he did not need any of his swords anymore, what did he feel like he needed?
他眼瞎了，心开了。
His his eyes were blind and his heart opened.
他才知道他需要的是一把牧羊杖。
He realized that he needed a shepherd.
他需要耶稣亲自来牧养他。
He needed Jesus to shepherd him personally.
然后当他乐于被牧养的时候，他又很惊讶地发现一件事。
And after he was a shepherd, he was a pastor. He realized something else.
他自己竟然成为基督手中的那把牧羊杖，牧养一切外邦的信徒。
He became God's own shepherding rod and was able to help those who were Gentiles who did not believe in God.
过去有一些童年问我说：“传道，我的事业可以扩大吗？”
There have been a youth who have come up and asked me how to improve their careers.
我不知道界限在哪里，我怕我变成贪心的。
I don't know when to stop. I don't know when to stop wanting to pursue after more and cross the line.
传道，我已经开了三家公司，可以再开第四家、第五家吗？将神会高兴吗？
I have started three companies and I can open two more. And should I continue?
传道，我现在人家给我升职以后，我的薪水会变三倍，我可以接受吗？
After accepting this raise, my salary will be three times higher. Should I accept it?
我可以有这么多属世目标的设定吗？我不要再讲下去了。
Can I accept all of these goals in life?
如果来问你，你要怎么回答？
And if I asked you, how would you reply?
他们愿意来问我，表示他们还是心中很有神的，才会问得这么谨慎，要肯定，对不对？
For them to come and ask me, it shows that they are still they have God in their hearts.
我告诉他们说，这个问题你只有你知道，你自己要找出来。
I tell them that this question, only you can answer, and you must find out.
神给我们的恩赐才能都不一样。
God has given all of us different talents.
那像我这一种呢，搞不好半家公司，我一天十个钟头都做不完呐。
For me, if I were to run a company, I would not be able to run it within 10 hours of a day.
那因为这样子，我不能来聚会，不能服侍，不能祷告，我连半家公司都不应该开，就是这样子要换工作。
And if it were for me, if I had to run a company, I would not be able to come serve God, so I should not take this.
我的恩赐才能，我一天四小时，我就处理完十家公司的事务啦。那你再开到一万家，该问我什么事情？
But if within 4 hours you are so talented that you can run four different companies, then you can go ahead and open up more.
你来神面前服侍的时间越来越多，越多时间祷告，越来越亲近神。你再开到一万家，那不是那干我什么事情啊？
If pursuing after all your careers, you are still able to fully serve God, then go ahead.
我之前也觉得很沮丧啊。
And before I was also very sad.
总是有那种学生很会读书跟考试的，有没有发觉？
There are always those students who are good at taking tests.
我发觉他都上完课回去都没在读书的，永远全校第一名都是他。
And there are always these students who do not need to study and are still able to be the top of their
class. 我这种回去之后还要拼命读书读到半夜凌晨的，永远都考不赢他。那我就不应该跟他比较，了解吗？
And for me, I can study all the way until midnight, but I am still unable to surpass them, so I should not compare myself.
不管今天我们是哪一种的，
No matter what kind of student we are today,
或许我们在追求生命当中的那把刀，有刀也不一定是罪，听清楚哦。有刀也不一定是罪。
And perhaps we are pursuing after a sword, but having a sword does not mean we have sinned.
但是从大卫的例子，你要知道。有比刀更重要的是什么？
But from David's example, we must understand that there's something more important than a sword.
你要找到你生命当中属灵的以弗德。
You must find the effort of your life.
就是对神的服侍。
And this is the servitude towards God.
有没有常常亲近神？
And whether you're always drawing closer to God.
有没有以真理为标准？
Whether you treat your truth as your principle.
有没有尊主为大？
And whether you treat God as your greatest.
如果你已经找到这个的话，有没有刀都是其次的问题啦。
And if you have found all of these things, then whether or not you have a sword does not matter.
希望主引导我们以上见证。
May God guide us. This is my testimony.
我们就简单默祷一下，休息一下，等一下就祷告会哦，请大家同心默祷。
And let us pray in silence.